The U.S. issuing travel restrictions on 8 African nations over the new Omicron COVID-19 variant first detected in Southern Africa. President Biden with a statement saying, "This pandemic will not end until we have global vaccinations. The United States has already donated more vaccines to other countries than every other country combined. It is time for other countries to match America's speed and generosity." Joining us now is South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace. So when President Trump tried to put in a travel ban, he was widely criticized, saying that it was all these different phobias and it wouldn't work. Now that Joe Biden is doing it as president, is that the right public policy and will it make a difference?
Right. The crazy part is when President Trump did this, he was labeled as racist. But when President Biden does it, it's seemingly entirely okay. That is the problem with politics and a lot of the mainstream media coverage today and social media. But it is the right decision right now. But everyone, whether you're Republican or Democrat, if the policy is the same, then they should be treated equally. And that's the problem with politics in this country today. They're not.
I know why today we're still going, because I need to be here.
Is that it?
Yeah, for me. I'm just saying it's for me. Hopefully it's for the listeners, because they want to hear what we have to say this morning. Good to see you. It's been several days.
I know. I think I remember you.
We barely caught up, and we'll do that during the show, because we were just so busy with our noses in our computers trying to get you news stories to keep you up to date on what's going on. That intro there talking about the new variant coming.
Oh boy.
It sounds like the trilogy of Tron from Disney, except it's Arbitron.
Well, there's so much we don't know, though.
Yeah.
We don't really know if it's going to be as contagious.
Right.
How is it impacting people? Is it going to be less daunting, or is it going to be harder on, you know?
I'm thinking
so much we don't know.
This movie, there should be a movie, since we love to make these movies and use all this the technology where they superimpose things.
Oh yeah, the digital.
Yeah, the digital stuff. I'm thinking, because I've listened a fair amount in the last, I don't know, 18 hours, because I need to be prepared here, but literally you've got scientists talking about how the Delta could actually snuff this one out, that it could be a greater, so I'm thinking of virus wars, you know what I'm saying? And having somebody do the score, how the dramatic music in the background, how the Delta variant will take on the new one, and the fight will all be unseen in so many ways, although they'll be fighting it in labs, trying to help us, the scientists.
Will they
be creating new ones, maybe?
I know. That's the thing.
If it's Wuhan, we don't know.
But I tried to avoid a lot of news over the weekend.
Yeah.
I really did try to enjoy the long weekend.
Yeah.
Got a lot done. That
good
was a
for
good
you.
Thing. There were a few stories, though, that crept in that I found myself yelling at the TV periodically.
Well,
phone.
I dialed out. I was in my studio. And as you asked, as soon as you walked in, how'd you do this weekend on that remodel? Well, we decided to paint everything, which set us back, but still made good progress. Don't have any laminate flooring down yet.
Well, because you paint first. That
because
makes
I
sense.
Got to paint, and, sure. and there's a lot of tearing out. And literally, I pulled out about 200 feet of wire overall, because I had to go in every direction here, there, and going to simplify my studio a lot. But made good progress, but we both worked our heads off.
Your honey's off.
Yeah, we took yesterday and actually did make it a day of rest after church. But a good weekend. I was totally unplugged. I had the TV on in the studio. So it was football games, college football, and Hallmark movies.
Okay. I watched some movies.
Yeah.
And I had a new critter visit my house. A little possum.
It didn't come in the trap door, did it?
No,
okay.
No.
Well, trap
but
door,
he
but you know
he
I mean.
Literally drove Winston to
oh,
ruin.
Right.
I mean, Winston barked until he was absolutely hoarse.
Wow.
He just lost his little mind. And then he came back again
the possum,
last night.
The possum. Sequel?
Yeah. So I don't.
I'm going to finish Winston off.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
He's very cute.
Oh, my gosh. How many pounds do you think?
He's probably about the size of the boys. He's probably 4 pounds, maybe.
Oh, you've got to post that. That is just like he is looking at you saying, hey, feed me. I hear this is the best place within 10 miles to eat.
Well, and then Mark yells at me because he's like, don't you feed him. Because if you feed him, you know, he'll, well, he already knows where the garbage can is. So right. I don't know.
See, but I never see him that small because by the time I see him, they're unfortunately on the roadside.
Which
somewhere.
Tells me somewhere he's got a mama and other
that's
babies
true.
Somewhere.
Do they go back and communicate?
Yeah.
Bear's already checking in. He could probably tell us. He's a man of the earth.
Well, I heard them losing their minds.
The dogs?
Yeah. I mean, they were just losing their ever-loving mind. And I was like, what? Oh, hello. Hello, little friend. But yeah, they, and so now I'm afraid to let them out because a possum will kill your dog.
Okay.
They look innocent,
right,
but they
sure.
can really do some damage.
Well,
so I don't want them hurting my little guys.
Well, you
guys.
Have, do you keep that little gate up on the back porch most
I do,
of the time?
But they're amazing.
Well, now that I can see
climbers.
The feet close up, yeah, that, they those are, little claws could climb.
They're incredible climbers.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah, that and is the cutest little guy.
He
I've...
is cute, though, and I will put a picture up
okay.
on everything. But I put them out on the front porch, and then I go out to try to get to, because I had set one of the bags up on top of the garbage. That's what he was trying to get into.
Oh, okay.
And so I got my broom handle, and I was getting it, and he looks at me and goes, I'm like, that's not even a hiss. I don't know what that is, but because they
oh
will hiss
God.
At you.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, it looked like he had a smile on his face.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, this is where we need video.
Probably not. All right, let's do our thought of the day.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The positive thinker sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible.
Okay.
Be a positive thinker.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fight for that, but do it.
All right.
Our text number is 434-248-0704. We give you that because we want you to make your guess with our Mind Jam trivia.
And it has to do with Cyber Monday, which is today. The first Cyber Monday was celebrated in 2005. The total revenue online for the stores in the U.S. during that time was about $484 million. Wow. Do you know why Monday was selected for this day of online shopping?
Hmm.
So I wonder who picked that. Amazon.
Yeah. So why do you think Monday ended up being the day
okay.
for online shopping? 434-248-0704. On this day in history, in 1877, U.S. inventor Thomas Edison demonstrates his hand-cranked phonograph for the very first time. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, if you, one of my favorite movies, as I've told you before, is The Songcatcher.
Mm.
And they show in that movie several times how they did the recording cylinders
right.
and all that. And I can imagine it being very magical to hear your voice recorded for the very first time and played back.
The funny thing now, except for digital now, we use what they call SSD hard drives, which is like a huge thumb drive in your computer. But before that, and there's still a lot of computers out there that have hard drives, well, it still works off the same principle, like a needle on the disks to pull the information. It just goes 7,800 miles per second or minute or something. No, not second, but 7,500 miles per spin or whatever. It's extremely fast. But it's the same principle, the needle. That technology is still being used today. And, of course, vinyl's made a comeback. There's vinyl record stores now. I mean, it's like for the longest time there weren't any. Oh, yeah, that's a relic. Now they're coming back.
But I just can't imagine being alive in the late 1800s and hearing that for the very first time.
You probably didn't believe your ears.
Right. Because do you remember the first time you recorded your voice?
Yes,
and, like,
I do.
You didn't think it was you. That's not me.
Right, exactly.
I don't know who that is, but that's not me.
It's on a cassette
like
recorder in the 60s.
Ah, yes. In 2010, on this day in history, Rolling in the Deep is released by Adele. It was the Billboard Song of the Year in 2011, Grammy Award for Record of the Year, and Song of the Year in 2012. It had a couple of years long run in there.
This would have been a good piece of vinyl. We could have had it. Did you see any of her special on CBS?
No.
It was a beautiful setting. I only saw a few minutes.
I did see little clips from it. I cannot do Oprah. I cannot.
Yeah, she did the pre-interview.
I can't bear it.
Yeah.
I
understand.
So, no, I did not, just because the thought of sitting through another Oprah interview was a bit much for me. So.
I just kind of sideswiped it, caught it in progress, watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, she looks quite different now.
Oh, gosh, she lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Just totally looks different.
Mm-hmm.
And, now she drives around with a bumper sticker saying, I lost 198 pounds. I know I just said 100, but the bumper sticker is, I lost 198 pounds. I got rid of my husband.
Oh, yikes.
Apparently, there was a breakup of some sort.
There was. Yeah, so. I'm sure that's been very motivating in her latest writing.
This probably. Guy not breaking up people, he actually helps bring people together. I remember when this guy was on Saint Elsewhere, which is one of my favorite shows.
I remember
shows.
When he was just doing stand-up
and
nothing else.
And then he makes the transition into acting, and now he's one of the hosts on America's Got Talent. Howie Mandel, 66 years old today.
Your original, the people not knowing your name, is so right and so wrong, because I think the world is going to know your name. I think right now they're going to know your name, because you are going right now.
Punch me that golden ticket. This little girl.
You use the word miracle, and I think you are a living, beautiful, walking miracle.
Little 12-year-old girl doing ukulele just was amazing, and even Simon said you could be the next Taylor Swift to this Aww. This little girl. But hey, we're gonna have an update on one of the former Liberty students who performed there, who's battling cancer. We're gonna have a Nightbird update for you a little bit later on in the show.
I love her.
She is special.
Also having a birthday today is Don Cheadle. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so.
57 years old.
Iron Man 2.
As he does not operate within any definable branch of government, Iron Man presents a potential threat to the security of both the nation and to her interests. I did, however, go on to summarize that the benefits of Iron Man far outweigh the liabilities,
that
it would
that's
be in
enough,
our
Colonel.
Interest to fold that, Mr.
Enough.
Stark into the existing chain of command.
I'm
Senator.
Not a joiner, but I'll consider Secretary of Defense, if yes, nice. We can amend the hours a little bit.
Amend the hours a little bit.
I love him.
Yeah. It's just, I think we're done with the movies where he played, oh my gosh, the old remake of the old show that turned into two movies, Robert Downey. Somebody's going to help me out on this. It goes back to like the 1800s.
The Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it.
He's been in so many movies. Yeah, I really like him.
When they would go into the fight, he would imagine the hit, and then they'd show it speed up real fast and then slow and the impact. That's cool effects for me.
I like those.
Easily
movies.
Entertained, I guess.
Also having a birthday today is Anna Faris. She turns 45 years old.
This is when she was on Friends.
Oh.
Reverend, can I ask, does the Bible say anything about adoption?
It says do it. And behold, she did adopt unto them a baby. And it was good.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Right. I did watch some Friends this weekend.
Did you?
Watched some Thanksgiving episodes.
Did you get the one that we played on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Wednesday? Okay, good.
Yeah, I did.
Joey.
Mm-hmm. And his Thanksgiving pants.
Yep.
Vin Scully having a birthday today, turning 94 years old.
This one's going out to you, Trey, Mr. Sportsman. I grew up listening to this guy call football back in the day for NBC.
Hitter, and there's a drive into deep left field. Back goes White. It's gone. Fernando, it's gone. No words to express what's going on here. The sound of a cheering crowd tells it all. The Fernando Valenzuela magic is alive and well. Who's to say when it will end?
Calling Los Angeles baseball until just a few years ago.
I mean, even I know his voice.
Yeah, Vince Scully, 94 today, retired in 2016. Hmm. Lost his wife, I think, last year or this year. And when you get that old and you know, it seems like the other one goes We hope we have him for a little while longer.
Hope so.
Amazing career.
Also having a birthday today is Brian Baumgartner. He is 49 years old.
This is Kevin playing the receptionist on The Office.
Charles is having Kevin cover the phones for a while.
Andy, phone call.
Thought we nailed the whole transfer thing earlier.
Yeah, I wrote it on my hand, but then I washed it.
It is transfer, extension, and then transfer again.
Okay. Andy, get ready. Transfer.
Here we go.
Extension. Transfer.
It goes over to Angela.
It is 1-3-4.
You're killing the Narn dog.
Oh, he lost another sale.
He was so good.
He
was so good.
And he does a podcast now that's actually pretty popular. And he, you know, he interviews his old colleagues and stuff. They have some fun with it.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah,
I'll have to listen to that.
Pretty active.
Yeah, because he doesn't sound anything like Kevin.
I know.
So, and it kind of is weird to me if I hear him speak in his regular voice.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing? Come on, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah. We've got a new kid on the block having a birthday today. Of course, you know, he's 53. Can we call him a new kid on the block?
Yeah. He's 2 years away from...
We're kind of like old kids on the block at this point. Jonathan Knight having a birthday.
2 more years and he can get the senior coffee at McDonald's.
That's right.
I could sing with those guys. I just proved it. Maybe not.
You didn't do the right stuff, though.
Okay.
So, just saying. It's a very sporty day today.
It is.
Our final birthday is Russell Wilson. He turns 33.
He's from Richmond. Plays number three. He plays number three, yeah. For the Seahawks, not having a real good year this year.
This guy's been paid. Russell Wilson. He surpasses 4,000 rushing yards in his career. Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it.
Just get it away before the play clock expires. Wilson looking for somewhere to go. This one is caught for the touchdown.
He is quite an athlete. And, you know, hopefully the Seahawks can pull it out of the... I mean, this is a bird, right? A Seahawk. I mean, it's in a nosedive right now. Hopefully it's going to pull up before it crashes and burns. But I don't know if they can turn it around. Maybe Trey can give me a thumbs up if he even thinks that's possible. But Tom Brady won again yesterday. The GOAT.
Imagine that.
Once again, Tampa Bay. Gosh.
Wow. Amazing. All right.
Amazing.
Well, our Mind Jam trivia today has to reality. Do with Cyber Monday.
It does.
It was first celebrated in 2005.
Total revenue on the online stores for that first day was $484
million. Wow.
Why did they pick Monday as the day that we would shop online?
We'll tell you when we return. You're listening to The Morning Jam. Happy Monday.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. We could have had it
by. Call Janet and Mark. 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. Call The Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
627 on Cyber Monday. It's been a few days since we were on these microphones.
It's
nice to have a few days off. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving. We ate Thanksgiving meals until I think Saturday, and then I looked at that piece of turkey that was left on Sunday. Says no,
I can't do it anymore.
Not gonna do it.
I mean, I enjoy it, but it's like, golly,
enough is
enough. After a while, yeah.
I gotcha.
Right.
Hey, the first Cyber Monday was celebrated in 2005. This is our Mind Jam trivia, by the way. The total revenue online in the U.S. during that time was $484 million. Pretty good first day, almost $500 million. Do you know why Monday was chosen as the online shopping day?
Do you know why?
Well, I'm thinking it's progressive because Black Friday, local Saturday, is it?
Small business Saturday.
Oh, Trey checking in. Thank you. Your mic's on now, Trey.
That's what it is. There was kind of a perfect storm. You started having the introduction of internet.
Right.
And then those hard-to-find toys, people would be able to go online and find them that way rather mm-hmm. than driving all over.
Okay.
But the biggest thing, the biggest reason that it was Monday was people had internet access at work, but not at home in many cases back then.
Right.
And so so people were shopping at work.
Okay.
So they were... Yeah.
Wow.
That's why it's Monday.
All
right. It's because people had access to the internet once they got back to work.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. You're listening to Janet and Mark.